Well, in Washington, there's been a renewed push to require background checks on every gun purchase. Every week, thousands of people buy a gun without a background check, and in many cases, that's perfectly legal. Chris Haxel of member station KCUR looks at what's called the gun show loophole.
Fred Nelson is a retired police officer, Air Force veteran, and avid hunter. He has a lot of guns. Twice a year, he visits the Tulsa Arms Show in Oklahoma, which calls itself the biggest gun show in the world.
Before these gun shows, I'll go through my guns and see what I don't need or haven't shot or don't like and just bring it in for either trading or selling.
Nelson is here with a friend who did not want to be identified. They wrote down a list of guns they're selling and taped it to Nelson's backpack, which makes him sort of a walking billboard. Soon enough, a guy in a red Ohio State sweatshirt asks about a pistol. The noisy crowd makes it hard to hear, but Nelson says the gun is basically brand new.
But like I said, it's never been fired. You can look down the barrel.
Eventually, they settle on a price and complete the sale. Seconds later, another guy walks up to ask about a different gun on the backpack menu. After some more haggling, Nelson sells another gun.
So that was a quick $600. Tell me what you just sold.
I just sold a extra Glock 19 that I had, and a Kel-Tec Sub 2000 that I just didn't think I was ever going to use.
In the span of about 4 minutes, Nelson sold a handgun and a semi-automatic rifle to two different strangers. No background checks were required. This is the gun show loophole people talk about. Now, most sellers at gun shows are gun dealers. They do have to perform background checks. But in most states, private sellers, like Nelson and his walking billboard, they don't. The rules vary by state, but generally speaking, private sellers are only prohibited from knowingly selling a gun illegally. For example, Nelson is not supposed to sell a gun to convicted felons or to people who live outside Oklahoma, but he doesn't legally have to ask about those things. He says he developed his own informal system for selling guns.
I kind of feel a person out, and if they don't look like they're 21, I won't sell them a pistol. If they look like, I may be stereotyping, but if someone looks like they're thuggish, I'll just say, I've already sold it, or it's not for sale, or something like that, you know, because I don't want to have any of the guns that are in my name fall into the wrong hands.
Private sales can happen anywhere, not just at gun shows. Under federal law, buying a gun that way isn't a loophole so much as a feature. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is supposed to be policing all of this, but David Chipman, who investigated gun trafficking during a 25-year ATF career, says the agency simply doesn't have enough resources.
I think the public doesn't understand how small ATF is. I mean, ATF has 2,600 special agents. I think like the Capitol Police Department here in D.C. has 2,200 sworn officers.
Chipman, who now works for the Giffords Law Center to prevent gun violence, says gun shows are still popular, but the emergence of online marketplaces has made investigating illegal gun sales even harder.
If I was a criminal, you know, why not go on to this platform that advertises itself as the gun show that never closes, and you can meet someone in a parking lot and do a transaction without paperwork or a background check?
In opinion polls, more than 80% of Americans say they want universal background checks. But that percentage dropped by double digits in three recent state-level votes on this issue. Back in Tulsa, Fred Nelson says he's skeptical.
There's always going to be guns on the street, whether they buy them at gun shows or whether they steal them from their house. I mean, there's so many black market guns out there, it's unreal.
Right now, 14 states, including Colorado, Connecticut, and Oregon, require background checks before all gun sales. Experts say that patchwork of laws enables gun traffickers and makes it tough to evaluate how effective background check laws really are. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Haxel.
And Chris's story comes to us from the public media reporting project Guns and America.